Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Te presentamos a Alex. Ella acaba de descubrir el centro de visión de Walmart.
Ahora hago mis diligencias en un solo lugar.
¿Compras? ¿Lentes?
Walmart.
¿Decoraciones?
Walmart. Y lo mejor es que aceptan la mayoría de seguros, así que ahorro tiempo y dinero.
Bienvenido a un cuidado de visión más fácil. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Se aplican restricciones. Visita walmart.com para más detalles.
Hi, friends. Thanks for downloading the Money Girl podcast. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl podcast. A Money Girl reader named Erica asks, I'm a 25-year-old professional who's trying to save money and build credit so I can buy a home as quickly as possible. I have a credit card that I pay off in full every month, but what if I pay it off every week instead? Would that raise my credit score? How about paying down my student loans ahead of schedule? I desperately need your advice about how to build credit fast. Maintaining good credit is an important part of a healthy financial life. It allows you to qualify for new credit accounts, like car loans, credit cards, and mortgages at the lowest interest rates possible. But having great credit also helps you get competitive quotes on insurance, get approved to rent a house or apartment, meet the requirements of a potential new employer, or qualify for a corporate credit card to pay for reimbursed job expenses. Paying less for interest and insurance means you have more money left over to invest for the future, which is the key to building wealth. If you're having trouble improving your credit, or you're building credit for the first time, like Erica, it's important to understand how credit really works and what influences scores the most. Use the following 7 rules to build your credit as quickly as possible. Rule number 1. Credit scores come from data in your credit reports. Credit scores are calculated using information in your credit files that are maintained by nationwide credit reporting agencies like Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. The vast majority of consumers have errors on their credit reports that go undetected for years because they've never taken the time to review them. If data in your credit reports is negative or incorrect, it's probably dragging down your credit scores without you knowing. However, it's easy to dispute errors and get your credit reports corrected. Start by visiting annualcreditreport.com to view or print each of your 3 free credit reports. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got 2 ingredients in 1 pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Te presentamos a Alex. Ella acaba de descubrir el centro de visión de Walmart.
Ahora hago mis diligencias en un solo lugar.
¿Compras? ¿Lentes?
Walmart.
¿Decoraciones?
Walmart. Y lo mejor es que aceptan la mayoría de seguros, así que ahorro tiempo y dinero.
Bienvenido a un cuidado de visión más fácil. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Se aplican restricciones. Visita walmart.com para más detalles.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rule number two, bad credit marks can't be erased. The reason negative information on your credit history is so detrimental is because it stays there for a long time. Late payments remain for 7 years, and some bankruptcies remain for 10 years. So one strategy to building and maintaining great credit is to never have a negative item added to your credit file in the first place. Rule number three, building good credit takes time. Don't believe anyone who tells you that it's possible to instantly improve or fix poor credit. There's no way to immediately improve a credit score if it's based on accurate information. Credit scores can't be changed overnight because they're designed to reflect your credit behavior over time. The good news is that credit scores typically give more weight to recent activity and information. So if you do have negative information on your credit report, like late payments, an account in collections, or a bankruptcy, time is on your side. Those bad marks won't count against you as much as they age. Rule number four, paying bills on time influences credit the most. Erica asked if paying her credit card more frequently than once a month would help raise her credit. Though you don't earn additional credit points for paying bills early or making multiple payments, keeping a low balance on credit cards is beneficial. I'll talk more about that in a moment. Just remember that paying bills on time is the best way to build an impressive credit history. And the opposite is true. Missing payments and having accounts in collection will hurt your credit scores more than any other factor. Rule number five. Credit cards are credit-building tools. Credit cards are one of the most convenient and safe ways to make purchases. Plus, they give you a powerful way to build a strong credit history. Since you decide how much to charge and pay off each month, a credit card reveals how responsible you are with credit and can really boost your scores. The best way to manage a credit card is to avoid interest charges altogether by paying the balance off in full each month. You never have to carry a balance or pay any interest to build great credit. Rule number six, keep balances low on credit cards. Though using credit cards can help you build credit, they can also damage it if you rack up too much debt. The amount of debt you have on revolving accounts, like credit cards and lines of credit, compared to your credit limits is called your credit utilization ratio. A major factor in maintaining good credit is to keep this ratio low. Your outstanding balance on a credit card should never exceed 30% of your available credit limit, even if you pay it off by the statement due date. For example, if your credit limit on a card is $1,000, don't allow your balance to exceed $300 at any time during the billing cycle. To learn much more about what credit utilization is and how to manage it, be sure to listen to podcast number 270 called Credit Utilization, What It Means for Your Credit Score. Rule number seven, installment loans build credit. Having an installment loan, like a car loan, student loan, or mortgage, is great for your credit because it demonstrates that you're a reliable borrower when you consistently pay on time. Erica asked whether she should pay off her student loans early, which is a common question. While lowering your total amount of debt can improve credit, in most cases, it is not better to pay off student loans and mortgages ahead of schedule. However, I don't recommend keeping debt that you really don't need. If you have at least 6 months' worth of living expenses stashed away in an emergency fund and you're saving at least 15% of your income for retirement, paying off installment loans early may be a smart move for you. I've done several shows about whether it's better to get out of debt early or not. The most recent one to check out is podcast number 223 called Should You Pay Down Debt Early? Rule number 8. You must use credit to have a credit score. The key to building credit fast is to use credit accounts, but in moderation. Never abuse credit by using it to pay for a lifestyle that you can't afford, because that destroys your financial future and your credit. Since credit scores are based on what's in your credit file, your goal should be to accumulate a long history of good credit behavior for different types of credit accounts, such as credit cards, lines of credit, and installment loans. When you understand how the credit scoring system works and use it strategically, you'll build excellent credit that will improve many aspects of your personal finances. If you want to watch a step-by-step video tutorial about how to check your credit score, correct errors, and build excellent credit, be sure to download my free credit score survival kit. Just visit smartmovestogrowrich.com and click the button that says credit score survival kit. I created this free multimedia gift for you because I receive so many questions about building credit. In the kit, you'll get an ebook, audio, and video to help you build and maintain excellent credit. For a transcript of this show, including links to everything I've mentioned, plus additional resources, visit the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 293, 7 Essential Rules to Build Credit Fast. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Te presentamos a Alex. Ella acaba de descubrir el centro de visión de Walmart.
Ahora hago mis diligencias en un solo lugar.
¿Compras? ¿Lentes?
Walmart.
¿Decoraciones?
Walmart. Y lo mejor es que aceptan la mayoría de seguros, así que ahorro tiempo y dinero.
Bienvenido a un cuidado de visión más fácil. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Se aplican restricciones. Visita walmart.com para más detalles.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite, too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.